This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to some Muslims calling for a boycott of this year's pilgrimage to the holy site of Mecca. Every year, 2 million people go. Thing is, Mecca's in Saudi Arabia, where the government of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been implicated in the murder of journalist and Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi. Also, after pressure from human rights groups, superstar singer Nicki Minaj pulled out of the Jeddah World Fest Music Festival in Saudi Arabia that starts today. London-based journalist Ahmed Twage has just written about the Mecca pilgrimage boycott for Foreign Policy magazine. We reached him in London. Twage told me a key moment came in April when a Muslim cleric endorsed the idea.
Yeah, it was quite a big deal considering how important Hajj is, like being one of the pillars of Islam, for him to come out to say that. And it's not exactly Muslims turning their back on their religion. It's more them turning their back on Saudi's foreign policy, as well as what they did to the journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
The boycott has gathered steam after that initial call?
Yeah, it's kind of been brewing over the past few years, actually. But with that call, it kind of almost gave, I guess, a bit of credit to it, because this is actually a scholar saying it, as opposed to just, like, civil rights activists.
Do you think that Saudi Arabia even cares? I mean, certainly millions of pilgrims do show up, but Saudi Arabia makes its money in other ways, of course.
The whole point of Mohammed bin Salman's Vision 2030 is about diversifying their GDP. So at the moment, almost 90% of their GDP comes from oil wealth, as we know. But as the world is shifting away from natural resources such as oil, Saudi Arabia is having to diversify their income. And one of the ways that they're aiming to do that is through increasing tourism.
But I think also image is wrapped up into this, Saudi Arabia's image. And there must be some concern that this boycott will draw attention to some of these issues, underscore an image issue and a real issue.
Yeah, for Saudi Arabia, image is a priority for it. So, for example, Mohammed bin Salman spent a lot of last year traveling the whole of the world, going to the US, coming to the UK, trying to promote themselves as this almost liberal country that's going through various reforms, allowing women to drive, almost as a way to cover up some of the other activities that they've been doing throughout the Middle East or some of their internal policies as well.
Well, I mean, economic pressure on, for instance, South Africa, it took a sustained effort over a long period of time for policy and actually the fabric of society there to change.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's a time-based thing. And should the boycott sustain and their income does reduce, they are going to be forced to change their policies.
London-based journalist Ahmed Twage wrote the piece in Foreign Policy magazine called "Mohammed bin Salman is Making Muslims Boycott Mecca." Mr. Twage, thank you for the time.
No, thank you very much, David.